If you're big into RVing, you might wonder what's in store for the future of RVing. The best way to predict where things are headed is by looking at statistics. As you likely know, the world shifted in a big way in 2020 when the pandemic began, and many people adjusted their lifestyles. During that time, recreational vehicles became quite a hot topic. So, we've seen a higher volume of folks interested in camping this way, and more young folks get excited about RVing. We've rounded up a range of stats that you'll likely find interesting whether you're an RV lover or not. The industry is absolutely booming. As we mentioned, the RV industry has taken off. While this may sound obvious, you won't believe how profitable it has become. According to the Dream Big Travel Far blog, the RV industry has an economic impact of $140 billion in the United States. Isn't that wild? While much small, the economic impact in Canada is $4.8 billion. In 2022, well over 50,000 RV shipments were recorded in Canada. This is reportedly a 16% increase from 2021. As we know, the industry saw a lot of upward change in 2020. It doesn't appear to be slowing down anytime soon. Further to the economic impact, the RV industry employs many Canadians. Dream Big Travel Far blog notes nearly 70,000 jobs in the Canadian RV industry. Canadians have some priorities when picking sites. Now that we've got an idea of where the industry is, let's talk about the campers themselves. The Canadian Recreational Vehicle Association, CRVA, released a survey in 2020 that revealed how Canadian campers select their camping destinations and what factors matter most to them. According to the data, 56% chose their campground based on the atmosphere that was the main criterion that Canadians noted. Next, 44% said they were looking at the quality of the campsites at the campground. Other notable criteria included the availability of Wi-Fi, pet friendliness, the location, services available, and the list goes on. Overall, RVers care the most about the atmosphere and quality of the campsites. We love our activities. The CRVA's survey also revealed something that might not surprise you. Canadians love sports and recreational activities. According to the survey data, 90% of campers left their campsites to participate in activities. The primary activity campers reported enjoying was hiking, backpacking. Next were fishing, sightseeing, canoeing or kayaking, visiting historic sites, biking, and birdwatching. Canadians are busy bees, many planning their trips around their favorite activities. One generation RVs harder than the others. As noted, RVing isn't just for retired folks anymore. One generation has pulled ahead as the most passionate about RVing in recent years. The CRVA's survey showed that many RVers are new to the game. Among those first-time RVers, 56% were millennials. Next, 25% were Gen X, and 14% were baby boomers. As you can see, younger professionals are suddenly digging into the RV lifestyle. If we had to guess why that is, we'd say that it has something to do with the fact that many millennials can work remotely. Therefore, they can work while they're on the road. There are ideal times of year to buy. Now, let's talk about buying RVs. According to HouseGrail, some times of the year are better for buying RVs than others. Reportedly, October and January is the best time to take the plunge and buy an RV. These are the months that typically see the most significant dip in sales, so you might be able to get in on some great discounts or buying incentives. The travel trailer is the most popular. Also, according to HouseGrail, some RVs are more popular than others. While you might be picturing a motorhome when you imagine an RV, the travel trailer is the primary type of recreational vehicle that Canadians are interested in. Next in the line is the fifth wheel. This story is brought to you by Great West Media Content Studio. It is not written by and does not necessarily reflect the views of the editorial staff.